With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A number of Democrat senators have rebuked President Biden for pardoning his son.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is among several Democrats who say the president's decision further undermines trust in government. He says Biden is putting his personal interest above duty, something that, quote, further erodes Americans' faith that the justice system is fair and equal for all. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan writes on X, the pardon erodes trust in government and, in his words, emboldens others to bend justice to suit their interests. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says too much is being made of President Biden waiting so long to visit Africa.
I just kind of push back on the premise that this is sort of a Johnny-come-lately trip at the very end. This is something he's been focused on since he became president of the United States, and he's grateful for the opportunity to round out his time as president with a trip to Angola.
President-elect Trump named investment banker Warren Stevens as U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. Trump said in a statement on Truth Social that Stevens has always dreamed of serving the U.S. full-time, calling him one of the most successful businessmen in the country. Snow continued to fall Monday around parts of the Great Lakes region. Lake effect snow fell on parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio that were already blanketed with a foot or more over the past 4 days. More snow was forecast to fall through Tuesday. Hurricane season is officially over. Forecasters said there would be between 14 and 20 named storms, ended up being 18. Milton, Helene, Beryl, and Debbie were among the hurricanes that made landfall in the U.S. during the season, which ended November 30th. Hurricane Beryl became the first Category 5 storm to develop in the Atlantic in June. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's top court has upheld earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidized housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to gay couples. The Court of Final Appeal's dismissal of the government's appeal ends some years-long legal battles between homosexuals and Hong Kong's housing authority. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but relentless pressure by LGBT activists in the UN are making inroads. This is SRN News. Like Black Friday, sales are expected to be huge. Cyber Monday.
Consumers are scouring the internet for online deals as they look to make the most of the post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon on Cyber Monday. The National Retail Federation came up with the term for the Monday after Black Friday in 2005. Even though e-commerce is now part and parcel for many people's regular routine, Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. That's thanks to steady discounts and a fair amount of hype. Consumer spending for the online shopping days between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday provides an indication of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In California, San Diego County delaying the opening of an illegal immigrant welcome center for a second time. Union Tribune says the county received $20 million in federal funding. More details at srnnews.com.